Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and here's what you really want to know right now. Who's winning the game? It's nothing right now. USA, Germany at the World Cup. We'll keep following that for you. But meanwhile, the Google Developers Conference continues today in San Francisco. And the big number from that conference so far is 1 billion. Google says it now has more than a billion Android users across the globe. But why stop there? NPR's technology correspondent, Arthi Shahani, has been watching the conference. She's with us from San Francisco. Arthi, welcome.
Hi, Jeremy.
And we know that this billion number is already out there, but Google is trying to expand it. They want people using Android devices at home, in the car, on their wrist. What are some of the new gadgets so far that have been unveiled?
Yeah, so yesterday there was an epic 2.5-hour keynote to start the conference. Mind you, 2.5 hours without a bathroom break. And there wasn't any gadget in particular that was, like, wowing. You know, like, for example, back in 2002, Google Glass was demoed and we had skydivers and bikers. But in 2014, not a single person on stage at Google was wearing glass and showing that device off. I think that they were trying to show a more accommodating side of Google, where Android, their operating system, could really go into every device that is already familiar to us. Hmm. So, for example, Android Auto, you know, rather than just building self-driving cars, which is one thing that Google X is doing in their, you know, backroom laboratories, the idea with Android Auto is, hey, take your smartphone that's powered by Android, plug it into your car, get your Google Maps that way, the navigation, get your Spotify or your other music streaming, do voice commands, and let Google be the one to update that software, because car makers have been pretty bad at that so far. Well, and so, so far, 28 automakers have signed up for this, including Audi and Chevrolet and Honda and Nissan. So there's really a lot of uptake here. And it is showing that Google's playing nice with the car that we're familiar with. Another thing is Android TV. Okay, now, mind you, Google tried Google TV before, and it was basically, hey, let's bring awesome apps to your TV screen. But what Google is seeing is people want to watch internet TV and regular TV in the biggest screen in their home. So Android TV would be a set-top box to compete with Apple TV and Roku and Amazon Fire. And I guess the added value by Google is that it lets you stream content outside of the home Wi-Fi network, and then you could also bring in Google search. So, for example, you know, you're watching the Oscars with your friends and you're feeling competitive and encyclopedic about your knowledge, you can, you know, ask Google on your TV, hey, who won all of the Oscars for this kind of, you know, competition in 2007, that kind of thing.
And there are apps as well.
Oh, yes, there are many apps. I mean, it's a conference for app developers primarily, right? People that are building for Google Play that want to get acquired by Google. And the point, I think, with apps is that Google wants to create a seamless and unified design across all devices, okay? So they were showing, hey, with tweaks to with changes to our operating system and the code that we're offering you, we can design now, and you all, developers, can design mobile apps that run on Chromebooks. You can play games that start on your phone and then continue on to your TV screen. And really important to understanding the app development is the business model at work here, okay? So Android is given away for free, and Google is making money off of Google Play. You mentioned that 1 billion figure. So Google has moved from 200 million monthly active users to 1 billion monthly active users. That's a huge number, you know, and by way of comparison to Apple, Apple's only sold a total of 800 million iOS devices, many of which aren't even being used anymore. So Google is really going for scale. And in terms of the revenue from apps, that's more than doubled. So at the beginning of 2013 to 2014, it's grown by 2.4 times. So they're really banking on app revenue.
That's NPR's Arthi Shahani in San Francisco. This is Here and Now.